Good morning, everyone. My name is Esther. I'm a minister in training and part of the leadership team here at London Road Baptist Church. If you are watching this for the first time or you've just logged on this wonderfully snowy day in Lowestoft, it's really good to see you. You were meant to be here with us. Thanks for joining us. Just to let you know a bit about who we are here, we are a community of 150, 200 people in Lowestoft. And if you are exploring faith at the moment, your spirituality, the concept of God, Jesus, life, then you'd be so welcome to join us, because that's what we're doing. We are exploring together, and we're doing it virtually at the moment, obviously, but we will be doing it in person again soon, we hope and pray. So do send us a message through our website, contact us on our Facebook page, and we will get in touch with you. We would love to meet you and journey with you. So we are meeting this morning on this snowy day as church. And church is often a concept that's really misunderstood, I think. It's the word for the gathering of people who are following Jesus, exploring faith in Jesus. And at the moment, we're gathering virtually. I'm in a room with five other people at a distance who are only here to record me. But when we do meet together, virtually or together when COVID is over, it's for discovery, you know, it's for encountering God, it's for delving into the Bible, to work out what God's saying to us for life, and to support each other and to be changed. So that's what we're going to do this morning for the next hour or so. We're going to get in tune with Jesus so that we can do life better, you know. So that we can be empowered to be a better part of bringing his kingdom, his life, his peace and his wholeness to the world around us. So we're going to start, I'm just going to pray, and then we're going to have a song. So I'm going to pray. And prayer is simply directing our thoughts and our feelings to the Creator, to the one who holds everything together, to the one who knows and made us. So I'm going to pray. Do feel free to join me or just to listen and let the words wash over you. Father God, risen Jesus, Holy Spirit, it's snowy and it's cold and it's February and we're in lockdown and life is really strange, but we are here gathered in some way virtually to just reconnect with you this morning, to say we're serious about our spiritual journey, our journey with you. We're serious about knowing you more and understanding our role in this world and how you want to impact us and the world around us. So come and meet with us this morning, we ask. Amen. So we're going to play a song now. So for Christians, these aren't just songs, yeah? So they are more like moments to help us express our feelings and to allow God's presence to come and meet with us. So we don't believe as Christians in some abstract divine being, but one who's really personal and wants to be known. So while we play this song, a brilliant song by We the Kingdom, I just invite you to pause, to open yourself up just to the possibility of meeting with God. And whether you know the song or not, like the song or not, just to ask the Creator of everything to meet with you, to speak through the tune and the words to you. So that's what we're going to do. Enjoy the song. And I just invite you to be open to the presence of God through it and the meanings that you find in it. God, I'm on my knees again. God, I'm begging, please again. I need you. Oh, I need you. Walking down this desert road, water for my thirsty soul. I need you. Oh, I need you. You're
use your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me wanna change. I don't wanna abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me wanna change.
Any part of that song resonated with you or spoke to you, or you just liked it or had a strong opinion about it, I would like this morning to be a little bit interactive. So if you are a Facebook user, social media user, find our page, London Road Baptist, and with the hashtag Feb7, hashtag Feb7, let us know what you thought about that song, whether you liked it, whether you didn't, and I'm going to give lots of opportunities for you to take part this morning and post again. But what we do at the moment is, because life is just so bizarre, isn't it, and we're all in lockdown in the UK, we're just inviting somebody each Sunday to come and just share how it is for them, what's going on, how it impacts their faith and their life. And this morning, my daughter, Elise, is gonna come and share how it is for her as a 10-year-old being homeschooled in lockdown.
Hi, I'm Elise. I am 10 years old and I like singing, dancing, and I like playing games. I have been off school for a month now, which is a bit tricky because it's harder to learn with my sister around. It's a bit tricky because I'm not with my friends or teacher, but it's nice to be able to spend time with my mum, dad and sister. It's disappointing that we didn't get to do all that we wanted to do last year, but we did find new places to explore, have fun in other ways, just like going to the beach, climbing trees at Courton, and we had loads of fun at home together. It's a bit different for me because I've grown up seeing my friends at my house each week, but now we can't see them so much. When we do, we have to social distance. It's all a bit, but it's what we have to do to stop the virus. I miss being able to hug my friends and nannies and granddads. We do prayers and meditations before bed, and even though I'm not fully sure what I believe, it's very helpful. God, I pray for other children in lockdown that they would keep safe and happy and not worry. We really want to be back together soon. Amen.
Thank you so much, Elise. It was great just to hear how it is for you. I mean, I know because I'm with you all the time, but I think that you speak for loads of other children at the minute. Life is really strange. I'm going to just continue praying now. If you're someone who regularly prays, do join me. If it's a new concept to you, is simply talking to God, and I'm going to do that, and you can echo your own prayers or you can just listen and echo mine. Here we go. Jesus, at the moment, people are just spent and are arguing. We're not seeing in our world the intricacies, we're just seeing opposing positions, we're not seeing people, we're just seeing viewpoints that we disagree with. And I confess that sometimes I just love to polarise people, to judge them harshly, to see their problems and not their potential, to condemn them for their failures and not see their hurt. But I do really hate it when people do that to me. Forgive me for my tendencies to dismiss people and judge them, for my self-involvement and inability to see people as you do. I need new eyes to see. Forgive me as I judge Boris, as I criticise Biden or his opponents, as I slate people groups as ignorant, as I complain about things I wouldn't want the responsibility of fixing. Guide me instead, Lord, to fight for justice and compassion, for my neighbours, for the lonely person down the road, for the single parent struggling. Show me my part in bringing your kingdom. I confess that some days, although I know you to be real, the isolation of lockdown makes me doubt. I struggle to get out of my own head, and an insidious depression lurks around the corner, robbing me of my trust and my joy. Remind me today of your reality, Jesus, the way you have restored me and continue to restore me. Forgive me for when I'm stroppy and claim that you don't care about me. Open my eyes to see you with me as I clean, as I work, as I stack dishes, as I cook, as I travel, as I Zoom, as I struggle with kids' bedtime and obsess over all different things. Remind me, Creator God, that being thankful is a game changer, that you promise to renew our minds as we look to you. So I thank you for breakfast, for my bed, for the people who love me, for the responsibilities I have, for the talents you've given me, for the way you have saved me from myself so many times, for the ways you are picking me up and healing me when I get it wrong and ignore you. I thank you for my sofa, for Netflix, for how your spirit connects with mine when I'm in nature and when I'm exercising, when I see the sea, when I laugh with people. Thank you for life, even for how much better hugs will be when they're allowed again. And I thank you for the cross, that mysterious event where you made possible a restoration of life and a fatal blow on the powers of darkness. Thank you that you invite me to be a restorer of things that are broken in your name. Thank you for your ever-present spirit that empowers me. And just as we finish this time, I just want you to bring to mind somebody that you know that's struggling, that's lost somebody, that's finding life really hard at the moment, and just tell God about it. Maybe it's you, maybe it's somebody else, but direct those thoughts and worries to the one who can be with you in it, who can bring change and life. Father God, for all those people where life is just so hard at the moment, we just ask for your comforting presence to be with them. Like in our church family, we pray for Sally after the death of Iris this week. We pray for all those that knew her and loved her. We pray for all of us that are affected in some way by grief and worry at the moment. And we ask for your healing, restoring, comforting presence to be a reality to us. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going to have another song now. And over the past 2 weeks, I've been praying and asking God what it is that he wanted me to say this morning. And on Saturday morning last week, it came to me. Because I think the thing that God wants to say today is for everybody who's currently in a place that feels empty, that feels unknown or exhausting or endless or rocky or unnavigated. So our next pause to connect with God through music, to worship, is about where we look to for hope, about love, it's about strength. And as it plays, again, just be open to allowing it to move you. Allow the words to speak to you. Allow yourself to connect with God while it plays, or just be telling God how it is for you.
God, I look to you, and I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you, 'cause you're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom, 'cause you know just what to do. And I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my shield. And I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever, all my days, I will love you, God. Oh God, I look to you, and I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision, oh, to see things like you do. God, I look to you, 'cause you're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom, oh, you know just what to do. And I will love you, oh Lord, my strength. And I will love you, Lord, you are my shield. And I will love you, oh Lord, my rock. Forever, all my days, I will love you. Oh yes.
Okay, we're going to have a little bit of a chat now, and I'm going to invite you at home to join in with me. I'm not really one for lectures or sermons, so I think we should have a little bit of some kind of interaction in some way. So I just invite you to, if you have a Bible or a Bible app or even Google, to Google Luke chapter 3. And also to grab a pen and paper or open notes on your phone or a Word doc or whatever it is that you do, so that we can explore this together. And it's not just me. So as I said a few moments ago, I think that the message for us this morning is for those of us that are tired, that are feeling a bit empty, feeling like they're in some kind of endless, unnavigated, rocky place. If that's you, just jot down, how are you feeling? How is it for you? Let's just be honest, like what's going on at the minute. Jot it down, put it in your phone, whatever it is you want to do, think about it. It might be the way work is at the minute because everything's different. It might be dealing with emotions that you haven't had to face before. It might be the emptiness of lockdown with all of its restrictions. It might be the exhausting emotional roller coaster of feeling fatigued, but also really bored, like you can't be bothered, of being a homeschool teacher, of working on Zoom all day, of just not feeling free in some way. Like the list could go on, couldn't it? You will have your own list. But I think that the message God has for us all is, and I say all because I include myself in this, is that he wants us to know that this is where he will meet us. This is where he will meet us. You see, if you read the Bible, the book is not a book. If you think it's a book full of amazing people in amazing spiritual and physical control and situations, and it's God that speaks to those people, like people plastered all over Instagram or I don't know, Channel 5 reality shows, then you aren't reading the same book as me, because a lot of the time God speaks to people who are thoroughly messed up. Like they're in some kind of empty, unknown, dysfunctional, unnavigated place. Maybe you relate to that. Like the great Paul, God meets him on a murderous rampage. Like the Israelites, God meets them in the desert with fire and food. Like they're wandering in the actual wilderness. Like Peter, God meets him after a horrendous shift at work. Like Martha, God meets her in the kitchen where she's rowing with her sister. Like Mary, God meets her after the death of her brother. Like Zacchaeus, God meets him after he's been defrauding everybody. Or like Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, God meets him as a stuck-up, arrogant younger brother. And then there's Thomas. God meets him in that lonely place of doubt and fear. And so the message is that God meets you in all of your mess, where you are, in this crazy situation. He's not waiting for COVID to end. He's not waiting for your problems to end. He's there with you. And the question simply is do you perceive it? Do you see him there with you? See, I'm doing a new thing, he says. Do you see it? In your lockdown, in your illness, in your failure to control your temper when you scream at the kids, in your lack of trust, in your self-doubt, in your intellectual objections, God meets you in that place, in what the Bible calls the wilderness. I mean, the wilderness isn't really a word we use that much these days, is it? Unless it's like Bear Grylls or David Attenborough speaking over panoramic views of the Sahara. But the verse that God gave me that we're going to read now is about wilderness. So if you have a Bible or a Bible app, we're looking in the account of Jesus's life written by Luke. Chapter 3, the second half of verse 2. So here we are. It says, at this time, a message from God came to John, son of Zechariah, who was living in the wilderness. Then John went from place to place on both sides of the Jordan River, preaching that people should be baptized to show that they had repented of their sins and turned to God to be forgiven. Isaiah had spoken of John when he said, he is a voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord's coming. Clear the road for him. The valleys will be filled and the mountains and hills made level. The curves will be straightened and the rough places made smooth. And then all people will see the salvation sent from God. Now, bear with me, because I understand that that sounds a little bit random, but I do think that God wants to speak to us through it this morning. So it starts with, at this time. Like, at this time, John, this guy, is in the desert baptizing people. So Luke's sort of grounding the situation. This isn't spiritual garbage. It's written at a certain time. He lists, I didn't bother to read it because there were so many names and I can't pronounce them all, but he lists rulers, spiritual leaders, people that are in charge. So it's a bit like us saying, at this time, where Boris Johnson is the head of the country, Elizabeth is queen, Alan Green is the mayor of Lowestoft, and Justin Welby is the archbishop. He's like grounding it at this time, except the rulers there in this time, they're not Christian queens and wild blonde-haired posh boys. They are occupying forces at this time where freedom's limited, where fear is rife, at this time where soldiers patrol, where allegiance is demanded, where religion is somewhat corrupt, at this time, that guy John, cousin of Jesus, is in the desert baptizing people. And what Luke does is he takes an ancient piece of poetry which was written 740 BC that describes a voice speaking to captive people, telling them that they are about to be set free and to prepare and clear the rocky road in the desert that would have been prepared for the king as he traveled. He takes that poem and he uses it to describe this guy, John. He's described as a voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord's coming. So a little bit of an interesting fact is that scholars disagree a little bit over the punctuation in this text. So some read it as, he's the voice of one shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. And others read it as, he is the voice of one shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Like, you were just like, I don't care, I get that. But just have a think, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. This is the verse that God jumped out to me. In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. So what does wilderness mean? Have a jot down. What do you, you know, for you, what does wilderness mean? What does it mean to us at the minute? So I looked it up, what it actually means. It means a wild place where animals graze, some kind of uncultivated place, somewhere expansive and empty. I tend to think of a desert, but you could also have an urban wilderness where nature is reclaiming the landscape. I just imagine being on one of those survival programs where you get dropped off with a team and you have to survive. You've got to try and work your way through the wilderness. And with that, that's like being at the mercy of the elements, isn't it? It means it's not safe. There's no home comforts. There's a lack of boundaries. No frames of reference that you had previously used are going to work there. It's revolving extremes of hot and cold. It's dangerous because you are unprotected. Yeah? Do you see where I'm going? Let me turn my page. Otherwise, I will forget where I'm going. So obviously, we're not in a physical wilderness. Although today, getting out of the house in the snow, it felt a little bit like it. But it definitely can feel like an emotional wilderness, can't it, at the minute? And what about a spiritual one? Let's forget for a moment what you're supposed to say as a spiritual person on a journey with Jesus. All the right things that you're supposed to say. And let's just say that for some of us at the moment, we are in a bit of a spiritual wilderness, yeah? Anyone relate? Like, you feel like you're in an empty place, a boundaryless place, and it's a bit risky at the minute. But hear me, because it's in this place, in that place, in this wild, untrekked place, that you find yourself in, of masks, of a disease that you can catch from a door handle, of political extremes, of emotional isolation. It's here that we hear the voice that says, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. It's in the wilderness, it's here with us. It's in this place that we can prepare for Jesus, because it's here that he intends to meet us, yeah? Not in church, not in your seat next to the people that you like the best, not as you feel really happy and protected, but in the wilderness, yeah? And the voice, I thought this was really interesting. So the voice is shouting. Like, I can be a bit of a shouter when I lose my temper. I don't know about anybody else. But this voice is shouting. Like, why is it shouting? People often say, God speaks in the quiet. But this voice is shouting. And it struck me that the voice is shouting because we're all a bit stupid. Yeah, like, no offense, but I think we are. Like, we're binge-watching Netflix. We're obsessively watching the news. We're scrolling Instagram, hoping someone's paying us attention. We're filling our days with things that stop us thinking too much and complaining, and we're not listening. Like my six-year-old, she says to me, Mummy, why doesn't God speak to me? And it's a really good question, but I say to her, do you know what, it's like having to tune in, like tuning the radio in. We have to learn to listen, because at the minute God is shouting to us. That voice is shouting in the wilderness, and so often we don't even want to listen, do we? Because Netflix is better and my pity party is actually quite satisfying and I'd like to stay there. So let's recap. We're in the wilderness, yeah? For some of us more than others. Some of us are feeling it more than others. And this voice of God is shouting to us. Jesus wants to be here with you in it. Prepare the way, it says, clear the road. So yeah, so let's just stop with that. It says clear the road and prepare the way. I think in essence, it's saying like tidy up. Let's just recap over it. Here's a voice shouting, in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord's coming. Clear the road for him. Which is a bit of a weird image, clearing the road. Who likes tidying? Does anybody actually like tidying? I know some of you do. Some of you are like really eager to get the Cillit Bang and your marigolds and actually get scrubbing. Others of you don't even know what I just said and have no idea about cleaning at all. I don't like cleaning. I like the consequence of it. I like it when it's tidy, but I don't actually want to do it. And part of it is because although I am quite a motivated person, in essence, I guess I am quite lazy. Like, if I don't have to do it, I'm just not going to do it, you know? So if I'm honest, I really don't want to prepare the way or clear the road for Jesus. I really don't. I don't really want to have to work at anything. I don't want to have to work at my spirituality. I don't want to have to work at my connection with God. I just want it to be really easy. Like, I think what I really want is a cosmic magician that's going to just make it all better, you know? I want, instead of Jesus, yeah, I think I just want easy life, you know? I want it all just to be fixed for me and be okay. But I think Jesus is maybe a little bit more like, to use some old imagery, either a bit more like Gandalf or a bit more like Dumbledore, you know? Like, he wants us to be actively involved in what's going on. So again, if you're listening and you use social media, hashtag Feb7, who do you like better? Dumbledore, Gandalf, tell me why, okay? But I think that the message isn't Jesus going, oh, are you in the wilderness? Is it really hard? Like, oh, don't worry, because Jesus is coming to make it all better, which, although, you know, I am being incredibly sarcastic, is actually what I want to happen. But I think that there's something for us to do. You know, it isn't just, oh, the lovely Jesus, meek and mild, is going to sort out all of our problems. Like, I do think that sometimes the Bible says that God comes on wings like eagles and takes us when we are just so broken we can't do it ourselves. But at other times, we are called to prepare and clear the road. And in this passage, there's this weird old-fashioned word called repent. I have to say, I really hate this word. It's a proper religious word, and I grew up in a tradition that liked to use this word all the time. We must repent, we must repent. I don't like it, I don't really want to use it. But I looked up what it actually means, and it actually means return or turn around. Like, the definition is to turn back to something that you have lost, to something that has been left behind. Like, you're going the wrong way, like you won't flourish there, turn around, you're on the wrong path. And so John in the desert, the voice in the wilderness is saying, prepare the road, repent, turn around, return to something that you've lost. And I really love this image because I just get that, you know? It's like, I'm wandering in this wilderness and I have lost it. I've lost my way. I'm tired. I've intentionally wandered off the ancient highway that would see me through, and I'm getting stuck in the mud, like stuck in the mud that you play with your kids. It's hard to get somewhere when you're stuck in the mud, or when you've put rubble in the path that blocks your way, you know, stops people getting to you. Maybe it's time to turn around and clear the road. Like, if you're feeling isolated or spiritually lost, or like God isn't speaking, or like you're talking to the ceiling and it's all pointless, maybe it's time to clear the road. Maybe it's time to do something about it, because Jesus is coming. He is wanting to meet you in this place. Maybe it's time to remove some boulders from the road, you know? It's in a rocky place here. I don't know what yours are. Maybe it's cynicism, you know, laziness, self-doubt, self-involvement, Netflix, Lad Bible videos, Russell Brand videos. I watch loads of Russell Brand videos. I don't know if that's good or not. Endless memes, filling the day, tidying up, going for a walk, being irritated. What's your boulder? Because this says it's time to clear the road. It's time to clear the road. Get back on the highway, because Jesus is coming to meet you in the wilderness. And are you going to let him get through? See, I get up early to pray, which sounds really holy. It's more like 7:30 if I don't turn my alarm off twice. But I turn my alarm off and then I don't do it. A boulder in the way. I get up to pray, but I scroll Facebook. Another boulder in the way. I find a video on YouTube to captivate me, and then the kids are up and I'm not in tune with Jesus for the day, and then I'm stroppy and I'm grumpy and I haven't put on my spiritual armor or asked for his will to be done through the day, and then I complain that he's not speaking to me. Another boulder, you know. I haven't soaked for a minute in some worship music that tunes me in to who God is. It's another boulder. I'm generally just lazy and I want an easy life, so I don't set time aside to pray, because that takes effort. It's boulder after boulder, rock after rock on the road, you know. And then I whine. God doesn't answer me. I'm alone and I'm a terrible parent and I don't get things right, blah, 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 blah. But no wonder, because this voice is having to shout, prepare the way, Jesus is coming, clear the road. And I'm just busy wandering off, stropping and putting boulders in the way. And just as a side note, one of the ways I've discovered that the devil will help you put boulders up is by isolating you in your wilderness. You know, he will stop you contacting other people on your journey and make you think that you're on your own. But this path that we're on, this is an ancient highway through the desert. People have been trekking it for centuries, it says in Isaiah, and we are on this with other people. You have lots of fellow travelers. Do you know what? If you're feeling alone and isolated, stop listening to that. I charge you to, when we finish, contact 3 other people, not just one, because they might just not reply, because some people just aren't helpful. Contact 3 and just make contact. Say hi, get in touch with someone. You're not on your own. You are in this together with other people. So let's start reaching out to people. And partly, you know what Jesus said to us? The world's going to know that you are my followers by your love for each other. Let's love each other. Let's contact each other. Let's support each other. So, I just want to say, just to finish, that are you going to walk this ancient highway through the desert with me in this wilderness? Shall we do it together, going through this wild place of COVID or whatever it is that's going on for you? Shall we learn to listen to the voice that's shouting at us, that wants to help us? Shall we work together to help each other here, to know what God's saying to us, to connect? Shall we encourage each other so that we can be preparing to meet with Jesus in this crazy, crazy place? Because as we prepared, you know what verse 5 says? That the valleys will be filled, the mountains and hills will be made level, and the rough places made smooth. Like, that sounds good to me. Like, as we prepare and clear the road and we do it together on this highway, things are going to level. some things won't be as difficult because we will be hearing the voice, we will be following the path, we will be doing it together. And then it says in verse 6, then all people will see the salvation sent from God. Because it's like as we prepare ourselves and connect with Jesus on this journey, as we do this together, as we listen to the voice, as we let him meet us in our wilderness, our actions and our connection to him are going to enable other people to see what's going on. And it's such a beautiful thing. So I'm going to pray and we're going to close together. Father God, this is a wilderness, this strange, strange place of lockdown and all the different ways it's affecting us, the grief, the isolation, the fact that we don't really know what to do or how long it's going to be. Thank you that you wanted us to know today that you meet us in the wilderness, that you come to us in the place we're in, not in the place we should be, but in the place that we are. Thank you that your word says that there is a voice shouting in the wilderness. God, we want to hear your voice. Keep shouting to us so that we can hear you. Tune us in. Send us your spirit so that we can experience your life and your love in this wild place of COVID-19. But we confess, God, that we want to be really passive. That we want life to be easy and we want to seek the easy road, but you call us to prepare the way, to return where we have been lost, to get back on the path where we've lost track, to clear the boulders out of the way. So God, just before you now, we just acknowledge the things that are in the way from us connecting with you, from hearing you, from giving time to be with you. Please help us to move those boulders out the way. Thank you that you meet us and you are strong and you are good and you promise to, in our wild, empty places, to be light to us. You say you are the bread of life, that you are everything that we need for nourishment and flourishing, that you are the water of life, that you are the path, the gate to go through and the way to go. Thank you that for all the things that we need in this wilderness, you are the answer. Fill us with your spirit. Let us know your truth. And for those of us, God, that are exploring, that don't even know you, that are just wondering if any of this is real, Father God, come and meet with us. Let us know your truth. You promise that if we seek you, we will find you. And we just want to say, we're seeking you. We want to know the way. We want to know what this is all about. Come and speak to us. So God, just to finish, we say, we're in this wild place. Help us to hear your voice. Help us to prepare the way and meet with us and take us on such a journey together that we can say, look how great it was to do this journey with Jesus. Look how he helped me, he guided me, he kept me going. And it wasn't just survival in the wilderness, it was flourishing and real life. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope that that's made some kind of sense to you this morning. Do take the passage in Luke's book and read it again and just be asking God what he's saying to you. But we're going to close now with one final song, one final way to reflect, to invite God to speak to you, to touch your emotions and your heart. And this song's called Waymaker because it's just about the reality of God being the one that makes a way when we feel lost.
light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. Oh, I worship you, Jesus, I worship you.
You never stop working. You never stop. 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 You never
Oh, his name is above. His name is above depression. His name is above loneliness. Oh, his name is above disease. His name is above cancer. His name is above every other name.